just walking around with 500 Secret Service guys. I'm going on with a 357 Magnum. That's all I got.
Yeah, bring it on.
You're in the caves of Afghanistan with Tom Astle.
Speaking of Tom Astle, let's check with him now. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Don. Well, we're in our 18th day of bombing, and we're beginning to wonder if this is ever going to make any difference, because they keep striking the same targets. They're after Taliban barracks and fuel depots and ammunition dumps around Kabul, the capital. They're going after Kandahar just about every day, bombing the same things down there, tunnels and bunker complexes and stuff. And then they're trying to help this Northern Alliance up in the north. There's a town called Mazar-e-Sharif up on the Uzbekistan border. Supposed to be a really strategically important town. And the Americans, according to the Northern Alliance troops up there, are actually bombing the Taliban front lines. They're separated by a couple of kilometers on the edge of the city. But it doesn't seem to have made any difference. So, you know, while it'd be nice to say everybody's getting ready for a huge attack on Kabul, in fact, they're all standing around in the same positions they've been in for 3 years. There's been no forward supply to the front lines that we've been able to see. And a little bit of bombing between us and Kabul. Every day they drop a couple of bombs in the afternoon. So far they've wounded a few Northern Alliance soldiers when the bombs fell a little bit short. But it doesn't seem to have made any dent. And the point is that whether this air campaign is degrading the Taliban or not, the fact is there's absolutely no movement on the ground. So, we're back where we were 18 days ago, and nothing's changed as far as I can see, Don.
I was talking to Tom Friedman from the New York Times, and he said, oh, it's his opinion or not, but he thought that not much was going to get done until the United States puts significant ground troops on the ground there and goes in and the President Ford just smokes them out of the caves.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like, when they bombed Iraq for, I don't know, what was it, 100 days at the beginning of the Gulf War there. I mean, it doesn't matter how much you flatten the country or make the rocks bounce. The fact is these guys are still in there with holding an AK in one hand and an RPG-7 or something in the other, and nothing really changes. You know, the history of warfare in Afghanistan is all this. It's very much this kind of Portuguese chess wrestling fighting. You know, nobody likes to shoot unless they're standing up. It's very cowardly to lie in the prone position. It's cowardly to have women in the armed forces. It's cowardly not to join in the big charge and the big attack. There's no such thing as blocking actions or rear guard reserve actions. They're not an organized force. So this whole bombing campaign to them is just a question of waiting until the Americans get tired and then really get down to business by sending people in on the ground. And as far as I can see, there hasn't been any of this, in spite of the front lines massed around and with forward air observers on the ground and special forces running around pointing at targets, there hasn't been any of this sort of massive B-52 carpet bombing or anything spectacular that would clear the minefields and allow these guys to move on the Taliban. So, I think the United States seems to be treating these people like Montagnards or something back in the old Vietnam days. They're a ready, willing, and able force, but the Americans are not going to give them any help until they decide to do so. Everyone's just sitting around. You look up at the sky every afternoon. You hear two or three jets. You can't see them because they're so high. You see a couple of plumes on the ground. The Americans call that a strike in support of our allies on the ground. But nobody's given them any guns or wheels or anything like that. So, it really is kind of archaic. Everyone's sitting around staring up at the rocks bouncing.
I thought there was a front picture of a Northern Alliance soldier on the front page of the New York Times. And the caption was he was running to escape being hit by one of the bombs, and it looked as though he was running along in sandals. So,
absolutely, this is one of those armies, they don't, you're lucky to see anything other than a pair of reasonably good sneakers, and that's when you can tell when the tough guys are coming, so we're told. They all have these new uniforms, which are kind of a knockoff of the Russian combat outfit, strange colors of camouflage. Most of them look like they're dressed up for the combat and the war of the fairies. They don't really have any really good equipment. They're full carrying AK-47s that must have been made in the 50s and 60s. I haven't seen one modern weapon yet. And these are the guys who are expected to sweep into the gates of Kabul and knock off what's left of the Taliban. I mean, I can't see it myself.
And you were in these caves, right?
Yeah, I wandered around yesterday. We found this cave where they could actually drive a car in. It's got a central pillar, so you come through the entrance to the cave, and you make either a clockwise or an anti-clockwise turn. You turn and drop off your load, and then you continue around the same circle, so there won't be some kind of traffic jam. So we wandered around there, and the whole country is supposed to be honeycombed with these hiding places from little spider holes like the Japanese had in the Pacific in World War II. That flamethrower sort of stuff. or they have these huge cabins. Some of them apparently can hide up to 500 people. Well, we saw a kind of a medium-sized little one, but it's impressive the way they dig them into the base of cliffs so that nothing can see them from the air or from the ground. And the only way to get them would be to, you know, sort of scramble down rock faces and then swing in like some kind of Rambo or something. I mean, they've got all the sophisticated equipment, but there are so many caves. How are you going to know which one to start thermal imaging or searching or anything? I mean, and then you've got these pressing timetables, Ramadan in the middle of November, the winter in the middle of November. And, you know, all the history books say these guys are reluctant to fight in the winter because it's too cold, so they all sort of rest inside for another 6 months. I mean, anybody, you know, they must have thought of all this when they started telling us at the beginning that this is going to be a long war, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's going to go on forever. Nothing's going to stop here in the next few months, that's for sure.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. Tom Aspel in Afghanistan, not very optimistic.
We're dead. we're dead.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's over.
Well, how is it over?
Well, that's a very pessimistic report, didn't you?
I think it's a realistic
report. But I think it is realistic. That's on the point.
He's there. He's looking around. He figures, this is ridiculous.
He's there. He's been there. He knows that area. My gosh.
Well,
happening.
They need to listen to people like Tom Aspel.
Yeah, absolutely. Good grief.
Oh, that's going to be... Well, we have to put a bunch of people like... the Mike Morans of the world in there on the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be... It is... the National News is sponsored by Bigelow Tea. Check out their website at bigelow.com. They got a bunch of stuff going on. Good company. Good tea, that's for sure.